Track 5, the solarium and storeroom for the country house.
You should now be standing in the solarium, which was a storeroom for the country house.
Wine would have been stored in here, along with basic foods such as beef, mutton, pork, bacon, cheese and eggs. Lord Saville would have been judged on the quality of his wine, but it was the butler who would have managed the stores and selected the wines for supper. At the beginning of the Victorian period, people relied on the foods that were in season and available locally. When the railways were built, many new and fresh foods were easily transported to places like Rufford. The invention of the steamship and of transport refrigeration meant that also meat, fish and fruit could be imported from overseas. There were no fridges or freezers to preserve food for a long time, so meals were limited by the availability of local food supplies or food which had been pickled or preserved. The wealth of the Savilles meant that they could afford to build ice houses. There is an ice house located by the lake that would have been used to store ice which was cut from the lake, which was used to keep food cool. Only two of the three ice houses still survive at Rufford today, and the outside of one is easily accessible to the public. One parlour maid remembers how they were used.
I remember when I worked at Rufford, we were lucky enough to have ice to preserve food. Ice houses were the forerunners of the domestic fridge and were introduced into Britain in 1660. Originally, there were three ice houses at Rufford, but these were not built until 1820. They were sited in sheltered places away from the sun, with a bank of earth on top for better insulation. Evergreen trees were often planted on top as a further aid to insulation. The ice houses at Rufford were close to the lake to make the collection and storage of ice easier.
On the far wall, you can see some steps, leading to a blocked-up doorway where supplies would have originally been brought in, such as pheasant, hares, partridge and rabbit. Game would have been stored in here from the shooting parties that took place at Rufford. On the 3rd of December 1901, the game shot totaled 1,146 animals.
Take in the information on the display boards in this room at your leisure. When you are ready, make your way out of the doorway that is diagonally opposite the one you entered and exit outside. Enter the next doorway on your right and head towards the large stone fireplace.